Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
It is National Sunshine Week, which advocates for the rights of citizens to access public records. That includes everything from open records and requests on your elected officials to figuring out salaries of public servants. These records exist to provide transparency, and while that might seem like a positive thing, it's not always used that way. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez brings us a story about one of Wisconsin's most widely used public records, CCAP.
CCAP, better known as CCAP, some of the most important letters in the state of Wisconsin. Consolidated Court Automation Programs gives anyone with a computer or phone the ability to look up personal court records. It's almost a coming-of-age story for most of us. Who was the first person you CCAP'd? What did you find? And we're talking about it now because it is National Sunshine Week, which promotes the right to public access to government records at all levels. And that includes your neighbors, friends, families, and exes.
For a number of years, I used to work at different law firms, and at work, we would use CCAP on a pretty regular basis for different things, and that's how I first became aware of it. And once I knew about it, I started looking up all different kinds of people in my life just out of curiosity, and there were some surprises.
I have found out many interesting things through CCAP, such as one person who was becoming stalkerish actually had a history of restraining orders. And even as crazy as one person that I dated for over a decade on and off had gotten married in the last couple of years and not shared that with me.
Then when I was single and dating, I would look up potential dates as part of my vetting process whenever I would meet someone. Soon I became the person who all my friends would send their potential dates information to, and I would look them up as well and report back.
So I've used CCAP to look up myself to see if anybody has filed anything against me or how my other court cases were going for like speeding tickets, if there was anything on there for when I applied for a job. Since I am in the criminal justice field, just like to know like what would possibly show up on my background.
So pre-COVID, I was managing a bar on the east side and we had a regular who came in like clockwork. This was during the first Trump term, and this regular constantly brought up politics and race issues with an opinion that differed from most of the clientele and the staff. After talking to some downtown bar workers and learned he trolled people at other bars too, following an incident at my bar, I decided to ban him. I did it politely and before he entered the bar one day. Months later, I received a restraining order against myself from him. I had zero desire to interact with him at all, but now have a pending restraining order on my CCAP, which makes it kind of hard to date, among other things. The situation was taken care of and I no longer look like a creep. This was some wild blowback for banning a racist.
So my name is Gilbert Malice. I'm with Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee. I'm an attorney here, and I'm handling the eviction ceiling clinic that we run monthly every second Wednesday of the month.
Legal Aid offers a ceiling clinic for people looking to seal up past records that may pop up on CCAP, specifically evictions. The service can save someone a few hundred dollars in court costs, but an untold amount of money in securing safe housing if they can improve their public record. I'm talking to Gil today to learn some more about the clinic, the way CCAP affects people, and to learn a little bit more about myself. All right, Gil, so I'm here, and we're going to run a CCAP on me and see if I have any housing history I should be aware of or any eviction history.
We're going to see everything in Milwaukee County court system. So what is your last name?
Gutierrez.
All right, so we're just going to take a search. All right, so it looks like one thing came up, but...
All right, so I can explain. It's actually pretty simple advice now. Don't co-sign anything when you're young. But even though this case showed up on my record, that doesn't mean it's active.
The court in 2010 did say as to you, this action was dismissed.
Okay.
So you have no involvement anymore. It's dismissed as to you. There's no judgment against you. But when someone searches your name, this record still shows up.
Okay.
So unless someone scrolls down and reads through these lines here and finds within this text of legalese what happened, who appeared, what happened, and it says that as to Gutierrez, the action is dismissed, they won't know that.
Going over this CCAP journey, I was relieved to hear this, but I was also really frustrated that this is showing up on my record. So when you're talking with folks, when people come up to you, what do you look for when you pop up their CCAP?
So we check for eviction records first. If they don't have any eviction records, great. They've either sealed or they didn't have an eviction. We look for the case. In an eviction case, we'll look at it, check the case code. It's a small claims eviction case, that the case is closed. If it's ongoing, they still have court. They still have things they need to do. Legal aid may be able to help them with that. But in this particular clinic, we look that it's closed. And then we first and foremost look, is there a judgment? The judgment is a signifier of, was there something bad that had happened in the case? If something bad happened, they owe some money. The judge right now says, hey, we're not going to seal it. If we don't see any of that, then I start going through the details of the case. What happened? Did it get dismissed? Is it dismissed in part? Who's it against? Make sure that it all fits with the person I'm talking to. And when I can confirm that the case is dismissed, I can confirm that the person didn't have an eviction granted against them, they weren't removed from their home, they had an agreement maybe, did they complete that agreement? Then I can assist them with filling out the paperwork to request that this eviction be redacted as to their name. It just says, we're gonna take your name off of CCAP, so when it's searched, that record doesn't show up.
How do you see CCAP used in eviction processes within landlords and tenants, right? Is it usually like weaponized or utilized?
So from my standpoint, I am a tenant defense attorney. I only see it from the defendant side of when they have the eviction filed, what they're trying to do to find new housing. I see it as weaponized. I know that it is a tool to search records, but that tool is used against a lot of people. When I first started doing volunteering for eviction defense, when I was in law school, we saw a lot of landlords search CCAP, use CCAP to say, was there an eviction granted against you? Not did you have one filed, not did you have an eviction record at all, but were you evicted from the home? And the answer would be, well, no, I moved out, I resolved it. The eviction record on CCAP would say dismissed, and that would stay on their record for 10 years. But it was dismissed, they'd find new housing. In the past 6 or 7 years, we've seen a shift where if the eviction has been filed, landlords will say, look, we need double security deposit, you're a risk. Whether it's granted, whether it was resolved or not. And in lately, we've seen that if you have any evictions filed, we will not rent you. It's on websites for landlords. If you search for applications, it'll say no evictions, no eviction filings. So we get a lot of people saying, look, I have these old evictions, they're on my record, they were dismissed, I've had payment plans, I've resolved them, but it's still impacting my ability to find housing. That's when we look at the CCAP sealing and redaction.
And how long do things stay on people's records too?
So if there's a judgment that was granted, they owe some money, that can stay on the record for up to 20 years until it's either paid, waived, or discharged. If there's a dismissed eviction, so there's no judgment, no money owed, they weren't evicted, that will only stay on their CCAP record for 2 years. It used to be 10, but they did change it. We have asked for it to be shorter than 2 years, but even 2 years can pose a significant barrier to people finding housing.
Okay, going to jump in right here because what we're talking about is potential housing discrimination. But that's not the only way that CCAP can be used and has been used to discriminate. It's also affected people looking for work.
There are plenty of cases where when you search on CCAP, it comes up and it says this case has not been concluded, this case has been, you know, convicted, not convicted, and it says notice to employers. If you want to look, I do have a case that I can pull up that's okay. It just says, in notice, it may be a violation of state law to discriminate against a job applicant because of an arrest or conviction record. Landlords still use this. We know that for evictions, anyone can search CCAP. You don't need a law degree, you don't need anything. You can just punch someone's name in, look at it, see a case come up, and you don't have to care what's happening with the case. But the fact that there's something on CCAP says that they were sued, they were arrested, potentially, there's fines, fees, something. With all of that information, they can say, well, maybe we don't want to hire this person, even if it's 5, 10, 20 years ago. Right.
The last question is just your general thoughts on CCAP. Not good, not bad, nuanced.
It is very nuanced because CCAP is a tool and tools can be used very well. Without having to go to the courthouse, without having to find records, it makes my job very easy. I get to just sit behind a laptop, and when someone comes to me and say, hey, I'm looking for help on this, I can pull it up and get a general understanding of what's going on. But then when they have personal questions about, well, what happened at this date, this time, what does this document say? I can't review that without going to the courthouse. So there's the good, the bad. But when it comes down to someone searching CCAP, using that name, finding something, and just jumping with that, making conclusions, making assumptions, it gets very difficult. And it can be weaponized and used against people. And usually, in my experience, that is used against the poor and underprivileged. It is used against people who, through no fault of their own, have circumstances that lead to this, whether it's convictions, whether it's evictions, whether it's even money claims. And with all of that, you don't get the details of what's actually happening. You make those assumptions, you use it against that person, and now it leads to a whole load of issues for them that just continues that cycle.
That was legal aid attorney Gil Malice. He spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez about CCAP.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.